Text 7. Informative texts. Page 46.
Buyers can't sleep. A young couple who spent their life savings and acquired a large bank debt to buy what they thought would be their dream home, a 300-year-old cottage in the idyllic village of Applefield, North Yorkshire, are now taking the seller to court because they were not told that the property was haunted. James Duncan, 28, and his wife Betty, 25, are demanding full repayment of the £46,000, 1.2 million pesos, that they paid for the cottage. The claim that they became aware of an evil presence after they moved into the cottage. They also learned from a number of local residents that the cottage had a spooky and scary reputation. Applefield resident George Deacon, 72, who has lived in the village all his life, remembers his grandfather telling frightening stories of a boy who had suffered a tragic death in the cottage in the late 18th century. Apparently, the boy's father strangled him to death after a calamitous argument had gotten out of control. "I didn't believe in ghosts before I lived here," said Mr. Duncan, a university lecturer. "In fact, I had never experienced any paranormal or supernatural phenomena before we moved here. I thought it was all rubbish, but there is definitely something here. There are sudden changes in temperature and foul, unexplainable smells. Things move of their own accord, and we sometimes wake up at night with the sensation of hands around our throats. I've been scared stiff at times." Angela Cook, who sold the cottage to the Duncans, said, "This is complete nonsense. I lived there for 10 years. I never saw a ghost, and I never heard about any reputation. They just want money." Under British law, the seller of any property is legally obligated to disclose all and any faults or potential problems the property may have, including structural defects, noisy neighbors, problems with the local area, etc. However, the law obviously makes no mention of commenting on possible supernatural phenomena to potential buyers. In addition, sellers must pay for an external engineer to inspect all aspects of the property for structural anomalies. In both cases, the engineers involved had not made any mention or shown any evidence of ghosts in or around the property when the Duncans purchased the house. The case restarted in court this week after a break for the Easter holidays. In the meantime, the Duncans are staying each night at a local hotel and plan to charge Ms. Cook for these costs.